Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now, I've long said that the Democrats have done such harm to black America. Such harm. In 2014, the number of black American murder victims was 6,095. Then after the August 2014 killing of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, the anti-police protests and the riots began. Federal officials and mass media sympathetic to the rioters brought heightened scrutiny to police practice. BLM began its career. Broken windows policing was curtailed and police morale plummeted. But what did go up was the number of murders. And thereupon it began to surge, never to return to 2014 levels. The excess murder victims from 2015 through 2020 were black. And that is the additional black victims each year beyond the 2014 baseline add up to 11,005. Now, for all of you that believe that black lives matter, which I believe every American life matters, every human life matters, understand this. 11,005, compare that to the number of lynchings during the heyday of Jim Crow. According to the Tuskegee Institute, the number of black Americans lynched from 1882 through 1968 was 3,446. But here are the numbers of black murder victims from 2014 through 2020. Baseline, 2014, 6,095. In 2015, 7,039. 2016, 7,881. 2017, 7,851. 2018, 7,407. 2019, 7,484. 2020, 9,913. In 2020 alone, there were more excess victims off of the 2014 baseline than the period from 1882 through 1968, when we're constantly being told it was open season. The numbers come from the FBI, though the FBI report for 2020 was visible only for a short time in 2021. You might object that 2014 is an unfairly low baseline against which to compare the ensuing years. It seems like a natural starting point for the analysis, as that was the year of Ferguson and the founding of Black Lives Matter. But the homicide figures in 24 represented a historic low, a fact that might make the excess death figures for the ensuing 6 years look artificially high by comparison. With the rise of stop-and-frisk policing, the number of homicides had been trending downward each year, with minor exceptions from 1992 through 2014. But if you were to pick a more typical pre-Ferguson year, the analysis would not be much different. Like 2010, for example. first full year of Obama's presidency when the number of black murder victims totaled 6,470. If the excess black murder victims from 2015 through 2020 were gauged against the baseline of 2010, instead of 2014, the number would be 8,755, which still vastly outstrips the 3,446 black Americans killed by lynch mobs from 1882 through 1968. Another objection might concern the inclusion of 2020 in the analysis. And that year saw the biggest annual increase in the number of post-Ferguson murders. That 3,818 excess murders of black Americans that year alone exceeds that 86-year tally. But 2020 was also the first year of the pandemic, and many commentators argue that the big jump in the homicide numbers that year had more to do with the lockdown and the governmental shutdown of the nation's economy than with policy choices urged by BLM. But 2020 was also the year of George Floyd. His death in police custody triggered a wave of protests and riots more widespread and violent than those seen over the 4 years before it. And only after Floyd's death did the push to defund police departments, an idea that was confined to the most radical margins of public life, that became a mainstay of urban Democrats. The result was not a break with the Ferguson effect, but an enlargement of it. The ensuing sanctification of Floyd and the vilification of the police led to a further pullback in police presence in the most troubled neighborhoods and a further increase in police retirements, resignations, and a Ferguson effect on steroids. The murder statistics for that year point to the politics of Floyd's death, not to the pandemic as the cause of the 2020 surge. For Floyd's death, pandemic lockdown had driven crime rates not higher, but lower than the year before. Homicide was an exception in some localities, with April 2020 homicide totals in New York City and Chicago showing a slight uptick from the year before. Since 2015, Chicago has been experiencing its own local variation of the Ferguson effect, named the ACLU effect. But after Floyd's death on May 25th, homicide surged and remained far in excess of 2019 totals for the rest of the year. Conservative writer Steve Saylor graphed the weekly gun death figures for 2020, gathered by the Gun Violence Archive, which showed that the 7-plus months from his death through the end of 2020 saw 50.5 murders a day, a 41% increase upon the 35.7 murders per day for the corresponding period a year before. And mainstream sources corroborate the timing of the post-Floyd surge, even if they do not comment on the obvious correlation. It is seldom easy to reliably identify the causes of social trends, but even a child can connect the dots where the increase in murders since 2014 is concerned. And the communities most afflicted by violent crime have sent an unmistakable message through their protests, rioting, and the pronouncements of their elected tribunes that the police practices that brought the crime rate down after 1992 must end. Democracy worked exactly the way it's supposed to. Voters telling elected officials what to do. Those officials telling the police what to do. And the police obeying. And anybody else can see, you can see the results. And the most puzzling question is not what caused the surge in murders, but why the people most victimized by that surge are so heavily devoted to the policies that caused it. So without the support of large majorities of black America, coming in on this, the curtailment of broken windows policing and the reduction of police budgets would never have occurred. But for the decisions of black voters, most of these 11,005 excess black American victims would still be walking amongst us today. Now, I think now they're woke, though. I think they are woke to what has happened in their community. And I hope they react accordingly. Because This is scandalous what's happened there. That's scandalous. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. In a rare moment of honesty, a very high-profile Democrat revealed the left's vision for governing in the future. And it's just about as disturbing as you can imagine. Now, understand this. With the advent of Google Earth, I long said that Google would one day be involved in the intelligence networks. Because that kind of surveillance is just crazy. Enter Eric Schmidt, a prototypical coastal elite. He has a God complex that may rival Barack Obama's. He's the former Google CEO and Hillary Clinton crony. And he decided to share some horrifying details of our future when discussing his new book about artificial intelligence. And he's talking about a computer program called Alpha Zero and how it dominated the previous robotic chess champion, Stockfish. What impresses Schmidt is that the Alpha Zero program came up with unorthodox ways to win these chess matches, such as sacrificing its queen to achieve victory. According to Schmidt, a computer program that can use unprecedented strategy to win a chess match proves that AI can see realities humans can't see. And he explains that human intuition is often wrong, and humans aren't as mathematically precise as we wish we were. And for those reasons, a better future consists of submitting ourselves and our society over to machines, because if AI can master chess, why can't it master society? So, that's the beginning. So, here's the most telling statement, though. He says, eventually there will be knowledge systems that will govern society, which will be perfectly rational. And because they are so rational, they will not be understandable by the average human because they can't explain themselves. What he's inadvertently revealing here is that the future leftist America is entirely devoid of freedom. His utopia is a place where some entity has complete unilateral control without any requirement to explain itself. And only a complete power-obsessed global elite would have such a disturbing vision while lacking the self-awareness to recognize that his utopia is North Korea. And one of the hosts questions Schmidt about the moral aspect of these tyrannical robots who can make grossly immoral decisions because they lack a conscience. Schmidt's solution is for society to put teams together who will address these issues, the overlords, if you will. And who do you think will be on these teams that will ensure that our master robots make moral decisions? Well, it's not going to be Bob, the mechanic from Ohio, but it's probably going to be globalists like Bill Gates and John Kerry, whom we can't trust to make sure the AI programs are moral and just. And his answer discloses his true motivation, because in this scenario, the computer programs aren't the ones in control. The elite overlords of the computers are. So, the future leftist utopia is a world where the elite rule using AI as a proxy, which can reinforce their lies and shield them from blame. And just like, Ginger Goebbels, when she cites Snopes and PolitiFact to avoid explaining the incoherent or demonstrably false statements made by fellow Democrats like her boss, the president, the elites will use artificial intelligence to reinforce their lies because robots are above questioning. Instead of Dr. Fauci lecturing us about how unscientific we are to challenge his is completely crazy statements, I don't even know how I would put some of the stuff he's been saying, we'll have equally infallible robots who don't need to answer questions because they can't explain themselves. Any dissenting view will result from irrational conspiracy theorists who reject the science and reason of the robots. So his statements reveal that the real leftist utopia is a world where the elites have complete control and none accountability. And remember who these people are. These guys told us that inflation doesn't exist, that greedy oil companies and Vladimir Putin are responsible for high gas prices, and that men or women, if they believe that they are, They told us the COVID-19 vaccine prevents infection and transmission. They told us that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. And that the 2020 election was the most secure in history. And that Donald Trump was a Russian stooge. In Eric Schmidt's utopia, all the lies and frauds perpetrated by Democrats will finally go unchallenged. Because robots can't be biased or have a political agenda. They're immune to Russian disinformation or conspiracy theories on social media. The king robots will not be accountable for the consequences of how they govern either. If the people take umbrage about how they rule, it's because we plebs cannot understand how rational robots are with our inferior minds and emotions. So they're trying to drag us down the street toward a better society. They very seldom take the time, though, to explain to anybody the end destination in detail. And thanks to former Google CEO Eric Schmidt, who's the only guy out there right now not getting the memos of what's happening, the pushback that's happening, we now know exactly what kind of society the left is trying to build. And you can, if you look around really close, you'll see it. You know, the squad was out there advocating that everybody just get paid $2,000 a month without having to go to work. I don't know where the money would have come from. I don't know where the food would have come from. That whole food air thing, that becomes a thing. Some of the stuff they want us to do is just stupid. Who's going to give up their car? Who's going to give up electricity? Who's going to give up heat? Who's going to give these things up in the name of what they think is the better society? And why are we the only ones that have to give it up? Why doesn't the rest of the world have to give it up? We're not the biggest country as far as people. So, it's almost like they're describing the world of the Terminator to me. That's going to be problematic in the long run. I don't know how they would actually implement that. I could see a lot more pushback on that too. But that hasn't got a lot of press. Eric Schmidt and his AI master world hellscape utopia. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Colleagues, friends, and family attend the funeral of former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright at the Washington National Cathedral. President Biden says there will always be those like former Secretary Albright who will fight for freedom.
She was a nexus for the foreign policy community. Always, and I mean always, on top of the latest developments. Always speaking out for democracy. And always the first to sound the alarm about fascism.
Albright died at the age of 84 in March. Mortgage applications to buy a home are falling as rates keep rising. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying they've dropped by 8% last week. A MBNA economist calling the drop an indication of potential weakness in home sales in the coming months. This is USA Radio News. Russia is stepping up its economic war with countries in Europe.
Russia's state-owned energy company Gazprom announced Wednesday morning that it has fully cut gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria. Some are saying it's retaliation for their support of Ukraine at this time of war. The gas company says it's because Poland and Bulgaria refuse to pay their bill in Russian rubles. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Trump administration's COVID-19 response coordinator says transparency is the way to battle pandemics.
Don't just say things to American people, but tell them why. That's how I've battled pandemics for 30 years overseas.
Dr. Deborah Birx explaining that being open with information related to the pandemic is the best way to build trust with the American people. Speaking in support of her new book, Silent Invasion, Dr. Birx says the public wasn't properly informed on how to deal with COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. I want to ask you a question. Is it wrong to giggle hysterically at the Democratic electoral predicament? It isn't wrong. It's so right, so very right. Because not only are they facing historical trends against the party in power in its first midterm, and not only did Ron DeSantis' brave stand in Florida redistricting imposed upon a soft legislature that wanted to go all mitten candy and give away the GOP store, set up the left for a loss, no, besides the popularity of Joe Biden being on par with prostate infections, the Democrats have been suckered into letting the GOP pick the issues and effectively the Democrat platform. And my, oh my, this is going to be sweet. We are honored by our heroes, and when one gives his life because of a grave betrayal by our nation's leaders, it becomes even worse. Spare a moment and a prayer for 22-year-old Texas National Guard Specialist Bishop E. Evans of Arlington, Texas, drowned trying to save the lives of people Joe Biden and his clique invited into our country in violation of the laws they swore to uphold. And in contrast, Specialist Evans took his oath seriously, and it cost him his life. Now, so yes, we're very happy to focus on these chosen issues. The presidency is a bully pulpit, except when the president is a desiccated, senile, old pervert who channels Beavis in his cornholio mode. Maybe the House Speaker could pick up the slack No, Pelosi is an ancient, rich San Franciscan who hasn't seen a normal American up close since that dude put his boots up on her desk. And Schumer is to his opponent, Mitch McConnell, as Brian Stelter, who is a potato, is to Fabio. These goofs cannot create an agenda, at least not one normal people care about, so the GOP has chosen it for them. And the Democrats, totally in hot to their lunatic fringe, that is their mainstream, are forced to provide a platform to address it that is what Republicans dream of running against. How about schools? The Dems are going with more power for the unions that ruined the last 2 years, plus more CRT and letting perverted groomers have access to our kids. And they think parents should just shut up and obey. We've seen how that worked in blue Virginia. The result is that Virginia is now purple. How about crime? Well, they are trying to walk back to fund the police, but the internet is forever. The blue Democrat cities have recently legalized crime, so that's another anchor around their necks. And inflation. Well, they are blaming it on Putin. At the same time, they're demanding we confront Putin even harder. And because of the climate cult, we can't open up American fossil fuel reserves. Great plan. Once a week, every American gets to be forcibly violated at the pump. And they all know Biden is behind it. And then finally, there's war and the border. And yeah, we all kind of hope Ukraine stops the invasion. But Democrat Chris Coons gave away the secret by demanding that we go to war to defend other people's borders, even as we leave ours wide open. And that wide open border of ours, that's going to be a huge issue as well. And it will be fun for the Democrats to explain how in a time of economic crisis, we should let in a few million third world peasants come on in and help themselves to the federal benefit buffet. Now, if the GOP had written the Democrat platform for 2022, exactly how would it be any different? This is going to be awesome. Back to Specialist Evans. I don't blame the soldiers that are on the front line out there doing their job for what's going on within the military. But, you know, they're just a camo blur to hacks like Biden and the rest of the leftist elite. I served. I held the rank of specialist. I was that young guy out there. I think I was 24 when I'm 84. Specialist Bishop E. Evans was only 22. He's more of a man and more of an American than the idiots who made it necessary for Governor Greg Abbott to put him on the Rio Grande to stop the flow of illegal aliens that the Democrats invited into America in a gross violation of our laws and in a gross violation of their duties. Specialist Evans did not hesitate to do his duty. When he saw some illegals in danger of drowning, he went in to save them. And he lost his life trying to save theirs. And here's the thing about this. Those people should never have been in the water, and he should never have had to go into the water. He should not have had to be there. But they were, and he was, and he had a job to do, and he did, and it cost him his life. And the Democrats don't care. Not at all. Specialist Evans was collateral damage in their campaign to change the electorate by importing what they see as future Democrats. They don't care that he died. His was an acceptable loss, just as the thousands of dead illegals are acceptable losses. So are the tens of thousands of Americans here today, dying of fentanyl and other drugs walked over the wide open border. This is murder. On a massive scale, all for the Democratic political advantage. If you're not angry at the moment, you are not paying attention. When Specialist Evans went into the water, the people he was trying to save may well have been drug mules. Now, Specialist Bishop Evans should be honored as the hero he was, I have, in my time in the military in the 80s, I saw that. As I rose in the ranks, I led that. I don't keep up with my old Army buddies nearly as well as I should, because it was an honor to serve with them. It was an honor to be led by some of them. It was an honor simply to have existed in that time. And I lost people. We lost people over there. We lost people in training. Being in the military is a very dangerous profession. You can get killed just in the course of the day with no war going on, like Bishop Evans did. We should never forget Specialist Bishop Evans. He should be a rallying cry. Never forget him. In fact, honor his memory by working even harder to hold the people responsible for his and many, many other deaths responsible at the ballot box this November. This is your chance, as Bruce Lee would say, to fight without fighting. All you have to do is make up your mind. But we lost a very good young person, and we will continue to lose them. We're losing them in America's cities right now. It's a disgrace. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Last time on The Firing Line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. From the moment that Donald Trump rode down that escalator, the American left began their campaign to destroy him and to prevent him from being elected. They falsified a fraudulent banking scheme. They wiretapped his phones in the fabrication of the Russia hoax. And despite all of their devious and illegal plans, to their horror, he won the election, so they doubled down, determined to drive him from office. For nearly 3 years, with the aid of the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, they sought to make sure absolutely certain he could not be reelected. The Clintons, the Obamas, and their activist worker bees in and out of Congress worked tirelessly to destroy him. For 4 years, Mark Elias traveled state to state to get election laws changed to facilitate the cheating they planned. Nancy Pelosi let the cat out of the bag when she said, "I feel very confident that Joe Biden will be elected president on Tuesday. Whatever the end count is on the election that occurs on Tuesday, he will be elected on January 20th. He'll be inaugurated president." She knew the fix was in. David Bossie's film Rigged lays out how Mark Zuckerberg funneled at least $400 million into numerous states for the drop boxes that, as Denise D'Souza's film 2000 Mules will show, were used to submit false ballots by the thousands. Mike Lindell says that he has proven the voting machines were easily hacked and vote counts altered across the country. No law enforcement agency has addressed why the vote counting stopped at around 11 on election night when Trump was ahead in the four key battleground states. There is no doubt in my mind that the election was stolen. As a result of that skullduggery, the American people are facing the highest inflation in 40 years. The invasion across the southern border has brought over 2 million migrants into the country since Biden took office. Many of these people are being secretly flown to cities throughout the country. Count in it. The Democrats plan to give them all amnesty so they can vote. They assume they will all vote Democrat, but one has to wonder if that's true. They're all fleeing crime-ridden totalitarian tyrannies. They just might opt for a law and order civil society. On top of this obvious moon battery, the Biden administration has eviscerated our once world-class military by weeding out Trump supporters and those who chose to remain unvaxxed. The damage this progressive cult has done has crippled America in nearly every way possible. As Steve Feinstein has written, these Democrat policies have tangibly and dramatically degraded the quality of life in America. Inheriting a nation that was energy independent under Trump, Biden put an end to that on day one. To say his botched withdrawal from Afghanistan was catastrophic is a gross understatement. He left billions of dollars of state-of-the-art military equipment there and effectively handed Bagram Air Force Base to the Chinese. And then we lost 13 American servicemen that were killed needlessly, and thousands of Americans were left stranded to the Taliban. And we do not know as yet, but Biden's folly with Putin and Ukraine could actually lead to nuclear war. Biden's devastatingly poor judgment has knocked the dollar off its 100-year run as the global currency, while Putin's rubles have rebounded. None of the above would have happened, or would be happening, if Trump were still in office, and everybody knows this. He'd be having some fun with Congress, I have no doubt about that. There'd be a lot of stuff happening, there'd be a lot of questions being asked, but it's, you know, none of this stuff would have happened. Biden's cabinet is the most incompetent in history. There's a possibility we might never recover from the criminal cabal that put him in office. But thanks to investigative journalists Peter Schweitzer and Miranda Devine, we know that Biden and his son Hunter are congenitally corrupt and virtually owned by the Communist Party of China. They also used Ukraine as a financial playground, as they did the Clintons. Under the circumstances, it's not beyond the possibility that COVID was part of the plan to see Trump ousted from office, to make mail-in ballots seem necessary, and to destroy the Trump economy in one fell shot, which they did. We know that Fauci and his evil pals obsessed with making viruses more dangerous have long-term ties to China, as does Biden, and as do numerous other never-Trumpers in Congress. The Biden administration is consumed with wokery to the point that they value members of the LGBTQ++ community over all other Americans. He was duty-bound by a promise to Jim Clyburn to deliver South Carolina to him to select a black woman to the Supreme Court. He chose the most radical black woman he could find, a woman who said she was unable to define the word woman because she's not a biologist. She's long made clear her sympathy for procurers and users of child pornography. And this would seem to line up with the leftist agenda to sexualize, you know, groom very young children. The appointment of Ketanji Brown Jackson does not bode well for the integrity of the court, nor does the DOJ war on parents, you know, Garland's domestic terrorists, as if they have no right to be informed about what their children are being taught in school. This is the criminalization of parents and the destruction of the nuclear family, which, if you notice what they've done with black America, they've already done that. They've already tried that and see what they got for that. And then add to this the dire fascist docket, the reign of criminal-friendly Soros-funded district attorneys around the nation, like Chesa Boudin, George Gascon in California, Kim Fox in Chicago, Kim Gardner in Missouri and all, Alvin Bragg in Manhattan, and crime is out of control. As murder, robbery, drug abuse, sexual abuse, shoplifting, random attacks on innocent citizens and police officers are all on the rise, these pro-criminal DAs turn the perpetrators back onto the street within hours of their crimes that they committed, where they quite naturally go back to committing crimes. The rally that took place January the 6th, that's been turned into an insurrection by the left, most likely instigated by FBI operatives in the midst. The FBI has refused to admit that they had agents dispersed throughout the crowd whose job it may have been to incite some violence. Pelosi firmly rejected Trump's offer of 10,000 National Guard troops. The Democratic plan was to foment exactly what occurred that day and what has been done to those who were present and may have walked into the open doors to the Capitol is the equivalent of an American Abu Ghraib. That Republicans in Congress have allowed those people to be so badly treated is worse than a disgrace. It is truly evil. And as Einstein said, the world is a dangerous place to live, not because of the people who are evil, but because of the people who don't do anything about it. Trump was the best American president in modern American history. If he were still in office, if the election had not been fraudulent, we'd still be energy independent. He would have ended the lockdowns and the mask and the vaccine mandates, and the economy would be, have begun recovering more, much sooner. Southern border would still be secure. Probably would be no war between Russia and Ukraine. But the never-Trumpers cared not a bit about you, not even a little bit. They cared only about removing the outsider from their swamp. They feared his pledge to drain the swamp, to expose all their personal get-rich arrangements, all of them essentially corrupt. And while in office, Trump was the most investigated president in U.S. history, and they got nothing on him. Nothing. When Obama came to office, he thought he was elected to manage our decline. It was Obama who weaponized the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA. Obama hates America. He set back race relations at least 50 years. With the advent of Black Lives Matter, the Democrat Party lurched further to the left. They're now gone so far that they are aligned with the Chinese Communist Party. It's like they've adopted Orwell's dystopian novel 1984 as a handbook for the running of the United States. Can all of this damage done be chalked up to stupidity and incompetence? Or was it all by design? Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. Has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.